All right, now you mentioned on the second, you called both those porches, well, you said they were referred to as galleries.
Right.
Now, would that be true of second floor and first floor?
Yes, they'd say the upstairs gallery.
Mm-hmm. Now, what if some old houses had porches that went all the way around, maybe two sides or three sides of the house? What would you call that? Would there be any special name?
Not particularly that I know of. It was just a gallery.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And also, I see you've drawn in this one bedroom, you have a source of heat over here. No, you have, let's see, how many?
Two chimneys.
Uh-huh.
Two fireplaces.
Okay. And so you did use an open fire for, right. Or somebody did use
yes,
an open
they
fire.
Used open fire. That was all the heat that they had.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they had a wood stove in the kitchen for cooking.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what did the things that the logs rest on, what are those called?
Andirons.
Okay.
I still have the andirons.
You do have the original ones.
Mm-hmm.
What do they look like? What are they made out of?
They're made out of iron, and they have a top like this and a leg thing like that to sort of sits, it's a triangle thing, and the logs, you have two, and the logs sit on both. You know, I'm not an artist, as you can see, but
yeah.
They sit up like this, and they have a...
Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about. Have you ever heard anybody designate the very hindmost log by any special name?
A backlog.
It's called a backlog.
Mm-hmm.
We were wondering if that was typical from around
mm-hmm.
here. What do you call the piece that goes up over the top?
The mound.
Uh-huh. And how about the stone or brick or whatever comes out in the floor a little bit from in the front of the...
The hearth.
Okay. And what do you call the wood that was used to start the fire?
Kindling.
Okay.
Chips and kindling.
Chips and kindling. Now, is that the same thing? Is there any difference?
No, chips are whenever they cut the wood with an axe, naturally the chips would fall.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd have to go out with a basket and bring in chips.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you'd make a little pile of chips, and then you'd put two or three pieces of kindling, which was probably pine,
mm-hmm.
and then your logs.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, when you put your oil on it, then it had a better start because the kindling had enough rosin in it
mm-hmm.
to catch
mm-hmm.
Immediately,
mm-hmm.
you know, and the chips gave it a base to continue
mm-hmm.
Burning.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the black stuff that accumulates on the inside of the chimney?
Soot.
Okay. And how about the fine white stuff that's the residue after the logs have burned?
The ashes.
Okay. Now, what do you call this that I'm sitting in, or what you're sitting in? What is that? Just
chair.
A common name.
Chair.
Mm-hmm. And in your living room, you probably have a long piece of furniture that's also used for seating. What is that called?
Generally, they call it a couch.
Okay. Now, are there other designations for that, or in other words, are different styles given different names, or?
Well, in my grandmother's house, we had one that was particularly styled. Had a roll sort of thing on the each end,
mm-hmm.
and it was covered with horsehair,
mm-hmm.
and they called it a horsehair couch.
A horsehair couch. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's talk a little bit about the furniture that was in the bedrooms. Do you have any of the original furniture? I myself
did not own it, but
mm-hmm.
The bed my grandfather slept in and the bed he was in when he passed away
mm-hmm.
is at my mother's house.
What kind of bed is it?
It has a high headboard and it is made of oak.
Mm-hmm.
It is carved at the top
mm-hmm.
and the footboard is not very high. This particular one
mm-hmm.
was not very high,
mm-hmm.
but